tempted and tried, everybody now.
Tempted and tried now. Need a great Savior. But who can take my burdens to bear? I must empty Jesus.
Second Thessalonians in chapter 3. I would like to read verses 1-4. Amen.
Amen.
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you.
Pakupedzisira hama dzangu, munyengetere kuti shoko rashe ripfuure rikudzwe sezvinoitwa kwenyuwo.
And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith.
Uye kuti tisunungurwe kuvanhu vasakarurama vakaipa, nokuti havazi vose vanotenda.
But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil.
Asi ishe ndiye wakatendeka, uchakusimbisai nokukuchengetai kuno wakaipa.
And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you.
Tinokutenda munashe kuti munoita uye mucharamba muchiita izvo zvatinokurayirai.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. May we
see marufudzo kungoshukurawo tigare pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm taking my thought from verse 1 where we just read for this prayer meeting tonight.
Prayer meeting ino maneran.
Pray for us.
Tinamatireyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray for us.
Tinamatireyo.
When you hear a person coming to you and say, please pray for me, He is depending on you.
Akatozorora pauriwe.
He is trusting your prayers.
Ari kutovimba nemunamato wako.
Amen.
Amen.
He knows when you pray.
Anoziva kuti ukanamata.
Something is going to happen.
Pane chichaitika.
Amen.
Amen.
So tonight,
apa nerano,
pray for us.
Tinamatireyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Or rather want to pray one for another.
Kana kuti tida kunamatirana mune mumwe.
Because we've got a great event
that
is before us,
chirimberi kwedu,
this convention.
Kungano ratakatarisana.
Amen.
Amen.
We're looking forward to a lot of things that's going to happen in those meetings. Some people are going to be born again.
Pane vachazvarwa patsva.
Some are going to receive the Holy Ghost.
Pane vamwana vachagamuchira mweya
mutsvene. Some are going to receive their healing.
Pane vachapodzwa.
Deliverance from a lot of different
situations.
The Lord is going to do great things. Amen.
Amen.
So with this, we need to pray.
And
give God permission.
Amen.
Amen.
To
work in our lives. You know, you can either permit or not permit God
by
closing your
heart.
But when you open your heart, He comes in. Amen.
Amen.
We've been told that God uses you as much as you give yourself to Him. If you give yourself to Him halfway, He'll just work with you halfway.
Amen.
But if you give God your whole self,
He's
going to use everything about
you.
Amen.
Amen.
And you're going to be a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
So the prophet says, the more you dig your well, the more the water you get.
Amen.
Amen. So the more you ask, I believe that's how God is going to give you. The book of James says, you receive not because you ask not. Amen.
Amen.
So we don't want to sit without receiving. But we want to ask Him. Because we know who has what we want. And that is Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
So we're looking forward to the Lord coming in to bless us. So with that, I want to start reading a quote from the message, Have Faith in God. Amen.
Amen.
On paragraph 10, the prophet has this to say. Now pray for us. As we go to the field, I always try to ask people, now over there is not like it is here. Just as soon as you mention something, which doctors,
nanga,
and everything is on a challenge. I've never seen a time. But what God always taken the victory. Come out and thousands of souls were saved. Which doctors converted? Amen.
Amen.
When that happens, you'll be praying for me. Amen.
Amen.
Now, before we open the word, let's just right. So the issue is, let's pray one for another. Amen.
Amen.
We've got a lot of missionaries around that go out weekends to go preach. Their success does not depend on the people over there or on his own faith. But their success depends on your prayer. Amen. The success of the testimonies you are hearing here will all just depend on our prayer. Because these things, they don't just happen on their own. It's God who has got to do it. So we want to make sure we pray for our brethren. Wherever they go. Amen.
Amen.
The success in those meetings basically depends on our prayer. And this is what Brother Branham is talking about here. When I travel and I go to those dark places and I meet witch doctors. Because some people, the moment you talk about a witch doctor, they is something else. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, when somebody hears witch doctor, he says, I want to meet him. I want to even cast that demon. Amen.
Amen.
It's courage. That's in them. So if you are afraid, you pray for the courage as well. Amen.
Amen.
So that when he goes out to meet all those demons, amen, the power of your prayer will just be behind them. And things are going to work. Amen.
Amen.
Because there's power in prayer. We want to pray one for another. When somebody writes here that I'm traveling to such a place, please pray for me. You know of many buses that started off at Roadport and they never arrived. Is that right?
Amen.
We know of people that study a journey and they never arrived. But when somebody is saying, please pray for me, we know there are many demons on the road. Many drunken drivers. Some who don't even care. We don't trust on how good we drive. Because we've got so many good drivers who died. You will never argue when you are dead. I've got defensive, I've got this. I've got one defensive in Zimbabwe, one in America. Another defensive, this other place.
Defensive kwa kati kwa kati.
Because you just need somebody who is drunken.
And
careless. Amen.
Amen.
Then that's it. But we need God, who is going to help us. Amen.
Amen.
God swerves your car, and you don't even know what has happened. God makes you skip on the road. Many things we don't even understand. We only find ourselves on the other side of the road. But God has done something. A lot of miracles happening. Amen.
Amen.
But we know God is in control. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we just travel. You find yourself arriving and you begin to think, how did I make it? Yeah, God has done it. Do you know the God of St. Philip is still around? Amen.
Amen.
He's still around and he can still do
it.
But we need to pray one for another. Amen.
Amen.
When you pray one for another, it means you are a priest. Amen.
Amen.
Who stands between your friend and God? You are making intercession to God for your brother. That's a priest. Is that right? And in the book of Revelation chapter
1,
the Bible says, and he has made us kings and priests unto him. We do not make ourselves kings. A king is a person with authority, is that right? Amen.
Amen.
A king with authority, he simply says, today is a holiday. Whether you have got a lot of job to do, but if the king says, today is a holiday, what are you going to
do?
Banks will close. Flea markets will close. Every supermarket is going to close. Because the king has said it. That's a show of authority. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham in the Church Age book.
Brother Branham,
he says there are certain truths which need overemphasizing. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of things we must emphasize. But others we've got to overemphasize. And he says, this is one of them. He, God, has made us kings and priests. Is that right? A king is never voted in power. Is that true? He is born a king. In the Old Testament, a priest from Levi will never write an application letter to the high priest to say, I think I can make it. I've learned enough from the book of Leviticus. I know how to kill a sacrifice.
I know.
Amen. No application. But your birth alone qualifies you into the office. Amen.
Amen.
So the one in this day who has to do the right job is the one that is born again by the Spirit of God. When you are born again by the Spirit of God, you are a priest. You are a king. Is that right? You got authority. And the moment you are born again and you are developing in this age, you get a place of adoption. When you are adopted after new birth,
amen.
All hell is going to know you. That this man has been adopted. Because the Father says, today,
Nasi,
I have adopted him.
Amen.
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 What he fires is fired. What he hires is hired. No question about it. His signature is that as good as mine. Is that right?
Amen.
This man is given authority.
And
the moment you are adopted, even hell begins to quiver. Is that right?
Amen.
Every demon is going to know you. Do you know that? If you are a believer, demons know you. How many of you remember the story of the sons of
Sceva?
They wanted to cast demons in the name of Jesus, who Paul preached. You don't do that. You don't do it a second person. No. It's first person. Amen. And the demons confirmed. He says, Jesus we know. Paul we know. Paul also the demon
says,
but who are you? Brother, those guys, they ran through the window. And the demons got a hold of their clothes. They were torn apart. You must know your God. Until demons must know you. You just arrive on the scene. And all of them are screaming. Amen. Because you arrive. This is what I'm talking about. But we need somebody who can support you in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, this is what we need. We pray one for another. Amen.
Amen.
Christians are the only people who are not selfish. Yeah. Everybody else can be selfish. But Christians can never
Christo
be selfish with the gifts of God. That gift is not for you. It's for somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
If you're a musician, please come
sing.
Come play for us. Because that gift is not yours. We want to be blessed. Some people sing as long as they're single. But after marriage, silence.
They're
no longer singing again.
Are
you going to accuse us when we say we know why you were singing when you were single? Are you going to accuse us? No. No. Come on. Come and see. Is that okay? That gift is not yours. It's our gift. Amen.
Amen.
Even if you are so heavy, sister, take your mic and
Torai sing. Mic,
Amen. prove to us.
Tiratidzei.
Amen.
Amen.
That you are not advertising yourself.
Kuti mangamusiri kuzvishambadza pamaimbo imba panapa musati mawanika.
All right. I won't take that route.
But
we want to pray one for another.
Amen. Amen.
Believers are not selfish. Amen.
Amen.
Once we see what you are doing,
we
are going to support you in prayer. Lord, bless that brother. Lord, bless that sister. Do you do that? Amen.
Amen.
In the world, people are selfish. If somebody opens a butchery shop here, everybody, the whole shop, the whole street is butchery. That's not right. That's not business. Do something else. If somebody sings and everybody rejoices, you also want to sing.
That's not it.
Just know your place. And remain right there. And God is going to bless you. Because your position in Christ is not only when you're up here. Amen.
Amen.
If God made you a banker, be the best one. If it is hospitality industry, cooking and everything else, make sure all your meat is right.
Cook properly.
And everybody is leaking. That's your area. It's all right?
Amen.
Whatever area God has placed you, be the best. And we're going to be praying for you. It's all right? Look at all the departments that we mentioned here about the convention. We've got our brothers that's heading all those areas. Pray for them so that God will give them the wisdom on how to operate in every area, so that when we get to the end of the convention, everybody is going to say, hey, that was wonderful. It was done very well. We will never ask who was behind this. We know it was God. God in his people. God in the brothers. That's how God wants to work. He doesn't work in the air. He works inside his children. Amen. Brother, it works very well when you pray for somebody. Some of you people that have asked for prayer and you travel, and you are doing praying for other things, you actually feel prayer holding you up. You feel, hey, there's somebody who is praying for me, because myself on my own I can't do this.
Thing.
Somebody is praying for me. Do that for somebody. It will work out. Amen.
Amen.
This story the prophet mentioned about when two preachers went for a convention. Amen.
Amen.
And they organize among themselves. Says, brother, we want to pray one for another. Because we know this convention, we want God to come and speak. Amen.
Amen.
So when this one, okay, they all come together and sit like this. Amen.
Amen.
And this one comes up to, is introduced and is speaking now. And the moment this one stands up to preach, the other preacher walks out. And people don't understand where he has gone to. But these two, they know one another. The other preacher went into the basement. And from the time he's reading scripture, he's kneeling down and he's praying. And throughout the service, he's praying for the preacher who is preaching up there. And when he finishes preaching, he says, amen, he comes to sit here. Everybody is rejoicing. Next service day is the opposite. Does it work? Supporting one another. Amen.
Amen.
And it actually works. Praying one for another is like what happened when Israel was fighting the Amalekites.
Amen.
Amen. Moses went up on top of the hill.
Moses akaenda pamusoro pegomo.
And he was watching the soldiers fighting.
Akatarisa mauto ake achirwa.
Is that right?
Amen.
And he was up there with Aaron, with her, and I can't remember who else.
Gai na Aaron na he na anchairangana mwacho.
Amen.
Amen.
And as they were there, Moses would raise his hand.
Moses pavairwa anenge akazvumira maoko ake.
And when he raised his hand,
maoko a Moses paainge ari mudenga.
Israelis were fighting and overcoming. They were gaining ground.
Vaitokunda vachitora nzvimbo.
When his hands were getting weak,
maoko a Moses paidzika nekuneta.
The enemy was progressing.
Muvengi akusvika achidzoka kuno.
And after some time, Moses raises again. It was like a seesaw, like this. But these brothers, they discovered what was happening. As long as Moses' hands are up,
we
are willing. Amen.
Amen.
When his hands are down, we are losing. Amen.
Amen.
So to this side, they raise
the
hands. The other two, that side, they raise the hands of Moses. Brother, and the battle went on. When they were also finding, they are also getting tired. They had to take stones. Stone cannot get tired, brother. Heaping them up here, and Moses was like this. Amen.
Amen.
And they won the battle. We want to do that. Is that right? When Moses' hands are down, don't raise yours.
Kanaenda pasi wechireka kusumudza ako.
Don't raise yours. Amen.
Amen.
Because your hands are not anointed. We know of hands that's anointed. That's the ones that must be raised. Let's pray one for another. Amen.
Amen.
The one who is on the job is the one that we're praying for. Your prayer is not discouraging. But your prayer is encouraging. To make sure things have got to move. Are we going to do that? Is that the Christian way of doing things? Yes. A Christian is never jealous over another. Because jealousy is never in the heart of a Christian. And if you are jealousy, you will never win. You are always a loser if you are jealousy. You have got a weapon of the devil. And the devil will never win. Is that true? The one that is on the job is the one that we have got to pray for. Is that right?
Amen.
The prophet says, if you are in a team and your friend has got the ball, don't take that ball. Don't take the ball from him. But what must you do? Defend all the other ones so that they won't take that ball. So in other words, you are pushing your mate. Is that true? Is this what you must do? Yes. All the time. We must have Christian principles. It always works. Amen.
Amen.
It always works. Amen.
Amen.
A Christian has no grudge. Okay, we want to see what they're going to do this time. They will never make it. They will never do it. Iwe.
It will work for good. You will be ashamed of yourself at the end. It would have been worked.
200%.
200% it will work. Amen.
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 We know our God works with his children. I want to read from the message, Let Us See God. Paragraph 31.
Paragraph 31.
The Lord bless you. And you'll pray for me. Won't you? And when I'm overseas and in those dark places where witch doctors are standing on each hand, challenge you to everything, that you say times are going hard. The hot winds of persecution is blowing. Can I put you on the list? Or you put me on your list?
And
I can remember when I have to meet that challenge of which doctors and devils and things out there on the field, I can say, San Jose is praying for me.
Ndogo na San Jose arikundinamatira.
San Jose.
San Jose.
Amen. Will you? Will you do that?
Muchazviita here izvi.
Raise up your hand if you will.
Maoko enyu kana muchizozviita.
I will pray for you.
Rechakunamatirai.
Yes, thank you.
Tinotenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my brethren. Thank you.
Tenda hama dzangu.
I come among you to be your brother.
Ndakaya pakati penyu kuzova hama yenyu.
And to bring help bring peace and Christ. Everything that's good to you. Amen. You pray for me. If I have left out anyone, excuse me, forgive me. I'm reading and I'm also asking for
forgiveness.
Amen. But a great hearty thanks and God's blessing to each of you. I'm not sure if you got what he was saying here. He was preaching in San Jose. Amen.
Amen.
And he's saying, can I include you on the list of the people that's going to be praying for me? Can you raise your hand and people raise their hand?
Yes,
we are going to pray for you. And says, I am also going to pray for you. So, prayer is not one way. Is that right? But we must pray one for another. That's the whole idea. Success in the Christian world starts from prayer. Is that right? So we pray one for another. And this is how it works. If you hear so-and-so has gone to hospital, you know, You quickly put yourself on the list of the people that's going to pray for you. Is that right? How many of you have ever been to hospital? And maybe you were there for over a day or two or more. Admitted in hospital. Let me see. Okay. Do you enjoy there? You're all alone. Talking to people that you don't know, maybe.
Nurses and doctors
threatening you that you've got so many days to go. And you look around you with all the tubes and pipes. And all the machines going ting ting.
Machine is going.
And you try to imagine, what does Ntinti mean?
Am
I going to be alive? You close your eyes.
Ntinti,
you're up again. And your eyes are fixed on the ceiling. And your job is to count how many cobwebs are there. Never enjoying. You never enjoy. Amen.
Amen.
The moment you are in, the next thing is I want to be out. That is the time you need prayer. You appreciate somebody who is praying for you. Especially somebody that you never thought will visit me. And you see them coming into
hospital.
And with bananas is
apple.
Amen.
Amen.
And they talk to you, how are you feeling? How
are
things?
So.
Can I pray for you before
I go?
He says, sure. She can pray for me. He can pray for me.
Brother.
Says, let's close our eyes. Brother, and you feel the prayer going and you can say, yeah, this prayer, God can even hear that. I know just one more day I'll be out. Brother, you appreciate that. Is that right?
Amen.
I don't want to be there. I don't believe you want to go back to hospital again. Hey, Brother
Jarvis.
I remember that time. Brother, you had tubes everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Unconscious. Not knowing whether he was going to see the day again. But by the grace of God. He's here. Song leading. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate men who almost thought I will never live again. I remember Brother Ngwarati in hospital. Unconscious for days. And you come and check, is this my brother? Is this him? Is he ever going to come out of here? But you say, I know prayer changes things. Amen.
Amen.
And sure enough, these men, they are out of hospital. And when Brother Ngwarati is preaching, when Brother Jarvis is song leading, we're not hearing the man. We're looking beyond the man. Because you know it's just a miracle. God has done something to make sure that this man should be alive. Brother Patrick was almost gone.
Brother Patrick,
but he's back in life. And we've got a wedding bell. Praise God.
Amen.
The devil is never happy with these things. But prayer changes things. Brother, when you walk out of hospital and look at all the different brothers, you never say, I'm lucky to be alive. But all the brothers, you are shaking hands, you say, brother, thank you for praying for me. Because now you know you were at the mercies of their prayers, and Almighty God heard the prayer.
Said,
God bless you. Thank you for praying for me. Even those who never prayed. Thank you for praying for me. I don't know how you feel when you never even prayed, and somebody says, thank you for praying for me. You know what that means? You pray for the next one. Because you now realize how much they appreciate prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Sure, we need that. When ladies go into the maternity ward. Oh, please pray for them.
Oh,
anamatirei.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to go in that direction.
Amen.
But they certainly appreciate your prayer. It works out. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, prayer, brother, is what we need. It keeps us going. Let me read this quote before we finish.
Super sign.
Paragraph 5. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. There hasn't been a thing that we have asked for or anything. But what this group of men has just been perfect to help in every way they could. Setting up here on the platform, representing the message, and you know, each one of us might have a little something here or there that we might disagree with one another. Amen. There's never one word said. Just whatever it is, we take it and move right on. Now, that's what we call fellowship. That's right. Real fellowship. God bless you, my brother. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer pushes away disagreement. Is that right?
Amen.
It doesn't matter how much you disagree with a brother, or how much he owes you. But if you know he needs prayer, you better pray for him. Is that right? Pray for him. Because it's your duty as a believer to pray for that brother or to pray for that sister. Amen.
Amen.
The night never gets too dark.
Or
the rain fall too hard. But what I would do, anything for you, I could.
Pray for you
all the time. Pray for me.
Sitting
in this mission field,
in
some rough places, I've got a group of brethren here praying for me. And I hope to be back with you again
soon,
sometime when we can stay longer and just have a time where we won't have to hurry in and jump out and jump in like that. That makes everybody nervous. And the people that's being prayed for makes them nervous. Just about time they begin to try to halfway understand what you are driving at. Then you got to go. And they don't get it. Amen.
Amen.
But you see what? He's saying, I've got a group of men that's praying for me. Are you not glad to know? When you travel, you can tell everybody there where you are. Tell them, I've got a whole church praying for
you.
Isn't that wonderful? I've got a lot of people that's praying for me. And you can actually feel the power of prayer. Especially when you also pray. Not just depending on people, but
you also pray.
And your prayers and my prayers and our prayers
join
up together. It works right. Isn't that wonderful? Let's stand up on our feet.
Thank you.